The number two official in Hong Kong's government has resigned. There's been speculation for some time that Beijing was displeased with Anson Chan on the grounds she had not fully supported the territory's Beijing-appointed chief executive, Tung Chee Hwa. Chan said she'd done her duty by steering Hong Kong through the transition to Chinese rule under the principle of one country, two systems. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
The timing of Anson Chan's resignation may have surprised some, but many in Hong Kong say they'd seen it coming. As head of Hong Kong's civil service, she had the tricky task of staying in sync with what the communist rulers in Beijing wanted, while not selling out the more liberal interests of most Hong Kongers. It's been known for some time that Chan had differences with the territory's Beijing-appointed chief executive Tung Chee Hwa. But for the moment, Chan is not saying that's the reason for her resignation.
I feel that it is time for me to step down and make way for new blood. I have over 38 years in the civil service, the last seven as chief secretary, making me the longest serving chief secretary since the war. I would now like to spend rather more time with my family.
Anson Chan was the first Chinese head of Hong Kong's civil service, appointed by the last British governor Chris Patten to help ensure a smooth transition to Chinese rule. An already difficult job keeping Beijing and Hong Kong happy, it was made worse by the Asian financial crisis, which began soon after the handover in 1997. Chan, the efficient civil servant, was seen in sharp contrast with Chief Executive Tung Chee Hwa, a former businessman with little administrative experience. Tung has constantly played down their differences, and he had warm words for her today.
In the last 3.5 years as Chief Secretary, Mrs. Chan has made an immense contribution to Hong Kong's smooth transition and in helping to implement one country, two systems. Secondly, she has played a key role in leading the Hong Kong civil service through the transition, contributing to Hong Kong's stability.
While Chan's support for democracy, civil liberties, and a credible legislature in Hong Kong may have made her popular in the territory, it posed a very real problem for Beijing. The communist leaders needed her administrative abilities and her credibility among the people of Hong Kong, but they were less keen on her apparently more liberal political leanings. The crunch came last September. Chief Executive Tung Chee Hwa was beset on all sides with criticism about his leadership style and his unwillingness to protect the interests of Hong Kong. Beijing moved to shore up support for him, summoning Anson Chan to the capital to be told publicly to show stronger support for Tung. Some analysts believe she was being asked to do things against her conscience and therefore she had to step down. What everyone's watching for now is whether Anson Chan, the people's champion, will put her name forward for Chief Executive Tung Chee Hwa's job when it comes up next year. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.